Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Sometimes a major negative event can change things for the better. That's the perspective of Kentucky State apiarist Tammy Horn. She makes her case.
Since 2006, when the term colony collapse disorder was coined for these massive die-offs of bees, we've seen a lot of concern among our culture and changing how things are done.
The colony collapse situation has drawn the attention of major crop protection product manufacturers.
I work with, for instance, with a beekeeper in Bayer Pharmaceuticals who are reconsidering how pesticides are applied. They're trying to get a slurry put on the pesticide itself so it doesn't create as much dust, because the bees end up inadvertently taking that dust back to the hive as they fly through the fields.
Although there's still question about the exact cause of colony collapse disorder, there's no doubt that bees face a major threat from the varroa mite, which spreads disease among bees. Horn says Monsanto is now working on a bee feeding product that could fight the mite.
It's very encouraging to see that finally some of the industrial giants that we beekeepers have been a little cautious of want to be partners with us and get a handle on some of these things that we've been struggling with for a long time, you know, for 20 and 30 years.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
From trees that need planting to decks that need building, you've got a lot to do. And for every digging project, you need to contact Kentucky 811 first. Well, now you can just go online to 811now.com. 811 Now is an online system that lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. That means less time on the phone and more time for planning your project. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
We're talking about the attention that colony collapse disorder has brought to beekeeping. The Kentucky Ag Department's Tammy Horn says just like the crop protection product industry, the average homeowner can help. If you need to use pesticides, pay attention to time of day and wind conditions.
Follow the directions, absolutely. I mean, we live in a world with 6 billion people and we all have to be fed, and so it's not realistic to think that we're going to be able to feed us all without using pesticides. But if the directions are followed, then they can be applied responsibly, and they can be applied in a way that doesn't harm bees.
She says several regional beekeeping schools are on tap for this coming month in Allen, Whitley, Bullitt, Pulaski, and Mason counties. Details online at ksbabeekeeping.org or at local extension offices. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.